So where do you have four yesodot from? And according to the Kabbalah, this is according to Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are four yesodot. The Greek said this, the Jew said this. It's an ancient tradition, there are four yesodot. So my Rosh Hashiva said, it's basically, it's solid, liquid, gas, and energy. Energy is esh. She said, that's what they mean. But you're right, you could break that up also. But when we view the world, we don't look at the atoms. We look at the four yesodot, okay? Look at this, this is interesting. He says the four yesodot.
Did they make a mention of that in Kabbalah? Like there's, it's gas, it's this.
No, this is just the way they didn't. They didn't have science like we did. This is the way my Rosh Hashiva.
No, it's my work, my mafa. This is the same thing.
My Rosh Hashiva was a self-taught expert of everything, of Kabbalah, of science, of the biggest scientists when they wanted to know a Jewish view on something. He could speak to the great physicists and understand them and speak intelligently. He was Rav Huttner also was very well known to know to be up to par with the greatest does, and he was the student of Rav Huttner. So okay, it says the four yesodot, or by Weinberg of Rav Huttner, yeah. The four yesodot are the shoresh of everything. It's the root of everything, and it says that in the Zohar. It says hem shoresh kol maaseh bereshit upnimiut kulam, and that corresponds to yud kei vav kei. Now listen to this, amazing. If you take Yud Kei Vav Kei with all its permutations, how do you say permutations in Hebrew?
Is it better than that?
How do you say it in English?
Permutations, what?
How do you say it in English?
Yud, Vav, Hei. How many different permutations? What's that? What's that? No, there's 1,080.
Yeah, probably, 1,080, yes.
Kacha katuv.
1,080, you're right.
That's why, this is very interesting. Let me first, I'll read this and then I'll explain.
No, it's not.
Look here. It's tat raf. What's tat raf? What's tat raf? 800? 5,000? Wait one second. Ha tat raf. How much is that? Hey? Tat raf is 800, 1,000.
400.
Yeah, it's 800. It's 800.
1,000.
What's tat raf?
Tat raf is
400. 800. It's 1,080. 1,080, okay? Now, 1,080. Does anyone know this is a very interesting number in Judaism? 1,080.
Yeah,
what? It's the chalakim. How many chalakim are there in the daytime? They didn't have seconds. It comes out to about 3 seconds.
Really?
A chalak is like 3 seconds. So basically, when they calculate the Kiddush HaChodesh, we say, the molad will be...
So how you said 745 and 8 chalakim?
Zvai, finif, zex, chalakim. Yeah, and then no one was like, well, so when is it? When's Rosh Chodesh? The guy that himself doesn't know when Rosh Chodesh is. He's talking about the
Chalakim.
So now the Chalakim, why are there 1,080 Chalakim to the day? Because, what's that? It's like 3 seconds.
A day?
A day, yeah. Every day has 1,080 Chalakim. That's what I think.
So why didn't say the molad is
that's
1,056 halakim. The number these.
Why is it 7, 15, and 3 halakim?
There's 1,080. Oh, you know what it is? There's 1,080 halakim to an hour.
Each minute.
To an hour, I think.
Because they said
it's not a minute. I know it's about 3 seconds. I've seen it brought down. It's around 3 seconds. I don't know exactly, but there are this amount of halakim per hour. Okay. Per hour, I think it is.
Possible.
Okay, it's per hour. I think it's per shot.
Said,
so what's the reason for this? Because God is renewing his creation every second. It's based on his name. That's the way he created the world. Mm-hmm. And there are 1,080 permutations of his name. So each second is mahadash.
It's a different name.
And it's a different power. And it could be, it says that Bilam would know, he knew the time when God, Kibyahol, gets angry.
And that's
he
what
knew
they
the
threw
permutation. He knew. What's that?
He knew
which permutation. There's Deen right there. He's gonna shower it down on the world. So he says, basically, these permutations. He mazgutam kol rega. He matatrav tzirufei Hashem baruchu. And he says, based on their nikudot also. There's rigei hasha. He says, there's regaim of the sha'a, of the hour. Okay, and he says, that's why no second is similar
To another one.
That's why you can always pray. You prayed yesterday, you weren't answered. Pray again. It's a new world. You know that?
It's a new thing.
It's a totally new world. Wow. It has nothing to do with last second. You can always do teshuvah. You did an avera before. It's a new time. You have a new lease on life. So he says that's why. So now we're getting back to Tzelem Elohim. Why does it say that God is Elohim? He's Baal HaKochot. He, number one, creates everything from nothing. Number two, he is constantly renewing the creation. So now, how are we similar to Elohim? It says that God created man, Bitzelem, Elohim. How are we similar to Elohim? He says God is the ultimate power. Shmashpia, koach, gvura, kol rega. Okay, now, he takes a tangent over here. I don't know how long do we have, Rishon? 5 minutes. Okay, so I'm not sure if we're going to answer the question fully, but we'll do the Kabbalah is interesting. He says the question is, why are other things also called Elohim? He says, any Baal Koach, even Sare Ma'ala, you have, princes, they call them, it says, Bnei HaElokim, you remember we saw in Parashat Bereshit, the Bnei HaElokim. So if you look at the Unklus, it says, Bnei HaElokim married the girls. Whatever girls they saw, they took. Some say the Zohar says, it says, Benot Adam. The Zohar says that these were angels that came into human form. I don't understand, I don't know.
Were the Nephilim?
Yeah, the Nephilim were the product.
From this
or the product. But if look at the Unklus, he just says, it's the Rav Revaya. It's the rulers, the governors, were so corrupt, okay, that they took whatever girls they wanted, and they mated based on gvura. This guy was 6 foot. The slaves, black slaves in America, that they used to mate them based on this guy's, this guy's very big, this woman's very big. They wanted to have, gazunta slaves, as strong as possible. They mated them,
So they're all pros right now.
Dudes.
Seriously, that's what they used to do, So these Rav Revaya, they did the same thing. Died. That's how these Nephilim, they took, these strange-looking people, very strong people. And that's different from what the Nephilim are. But they're called Bnei HaElokim. Why are they called Elohim? Because it's power. And it says that Elokei HaAmim, Ki Kol HaAmim Melchu Ish B'Shem Elohav. Each nation goes with its Elohim. What do you mean Elohim? There's no God. There's only one God. They don't have a God. There's a sar, there's an angel that looks at them, is over, put them in charge. Give them power. Mitzrayim has their angel, okay?
And we name Elohim?
Yes.
Elohim, yeah, you see that, that's why, Elohim means power.
No, we always say in our tefillah, the God of all gods.
Before Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations.
Melech Malchei
Amlachim. What do you mean he went to all the nations? He said all the sarim.
Now you want to hear something really interesting. Okay, how does Avimelech, remember in Avram Avinu, is this week's parasha or next week's parasha? Avimelech, God comes, he steals Sarah, next week's parasha. He steals Sarah. And God talks to Avimelech. But it says, Vayavo Elohim. It doesn't say, Vayavo Yudke Vavke. Vayavo Elohim. The Zohar says, it was not God. It's the angel of Avimelech. Don't think he's a Navi. Right? It was the Sar. Vayavo Elohim, his Elohim, his Sar that is overlooking the Plishtim. And he said, that's also Bilam and Lavan. Interesting. We tend to think that God spoke to them. According to the Zohar, it was their angel that spoke to them. He said, but nonetheless, why are they called Elohim? Because they have a power. But he says it's important to realize that they're not the Baal HaKoach. It was given to them. God gave them the power. The sun has power. It's the most powerful thing in the solar system. This is a whole...
Everything is based on the sun.
Sun. It's a star that
take away
warms
the sun
up
and everything is collapsed.
It's not dead. It's very much alive.
Yeah.
It's very much alive. There are explosions going on there. There's something going on in there. But God gave it the koach to do that. He said that's why we call God is Elokei Elohim. Ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'elohim. Yishtahavu lo kol Elohim. Ve'gam ha'ovdei kochavim, even the goyim, call God Elaha de Elohim. Nebuchadnezzar told Daniel, I know your God is the God of everyone. But the goyim, they used to worship the sub-gods, Let me tap into the ocean god, Apollo. That's Apollo, right? Was Apollo the ocean god? Let me tap into him because I'm taking a trip, I don't want to drown at sea. I think if I appease Apollo, everything will be okay. And he says, that's why it says Elohim Ahirim. Why are these gods called Elohim Ahirim? Because they don't have their own power. There's a power, but there is not their own power. That's why we say Hashem Elohim Emet. Hashem.
The real one.
Why? Because God is the true power. He's the koach amiti kulam. We're going to start Perigimel next week with Hashem. He's going to tie in why are we called, how are we similar to this koach of creating? And he's going to say, I'll just tell you. Next week. So you have to
next
come
week
next
week.
Next week
is Tanya.
Mistaget.
This week is Tanya.
Shalom.
Next week is going to be the Tanya.
Yeah.
Shalom.
Thank you, everything.
Tanya is very hard. Yeah. tefillah?
No, it's not.